Everybody, welcome to Four Fat Guys. This is Josh, the producer. As usual, the guys just started talking, so I went ahead and hit record. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show.
No, now you can't do that.
Wait,
no. The Browns suck, so...
No, but they're getting better.
They look like they will get better.
Just to catch you up, because we just got the mics working. Ryan,
are we on, actually?
Yeah, we just turned on. Oh. So Ryan just said, I have a new team because I hate watching the Bills, which is understandable.
I hate being depressed on Sundays.
But, so we said, oh, who's your new team? And he goes, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Wow. He's king of the bandwagon. Everybody.
Is there anything?
Yeah. Mr. Bandwagon, nice to me.
Is there anything right now? And Nicole, you can go ahead and tune out because we're going to be talking football for a minute here.
Nicole, I'm going to tell you to jump ahead to the 4 minute mark.
No, I'm already done talking about football. I don't care.
Is there anybody more fun to watch than Patrick Mahomes right now?
Is there anyone less fun to watch than the Buffalo Bills?
No.
I don't know how that could be fun for you, because if I was a Bills fan, every time I see that player, I would be upset.
Well, wait, time out.
What?
Who is on that team?
What do you mean? A lot of good players.
Yeah, what's on the Bills team? Nothing. They have nothing. So I'm willing to bet, although he'd be way better than any option we have on Buffalo's team, he's not going to perform the way he's performing now if he was on Buffalo's team.
That's true, but
okay,
whose fault is it that the players they have?
It makes the organization sucks. What do you want to say? You want me to make up stuff and say, yeah, no, they're getting better. They're good. They suck. They have sucked for years. Okay, so what's the point? My point is, you take Mahomes, you take Ben Roethlisberger, your big quarterback, put him on the Buffalo Bills, he's going to look like crap.
We're usually not this hostile 2.5 minutes in.
And he's currently wearing a Bills sweatshirt while he says that.
So Roach and I were talking about this before the show. So I was here probably 20 or 30 minutes ahead of time because I ate dinner here. Then Roach showed up probably 15 minutes ahead of schedule. And we get a text from Stubb at 6:20 saying 15 minutes late. Ryan jumps in 45 seconds later to say, whoa, everybody better give him shit tonight.
Yeah.
So we're waiting, and Roach turns to me and goes, wouldn't it be funny if Ryan was still the last one here? And wouldn't you know it?
Yeah.
See headlights pull in, and we're like, please be Stubb.
Let me also say the difference between my generation and the millennials is that I go, oh, crap, I'm going to be late. There's no way I'm going to make it on time. So I'm going to text these guys and let them know, hey, I'm running late. I'll be 15 minutes late.
Right. So what you're saying is you realize you don't have a teleporter in your house.
Right.
So at 2 minutes to, you know you can't make it on time.
Right.
So you text.
I actually believe it was before 2 minutes to, too.
I gave some time. It was 10 minutes
before. I gave
a
little bit of time to say, hey, I'm not going to make it on time. Now, how often do we get a text from Ryan to say, hey, I'm going to be late today? Hey,
after he's late 15 minutes sometimes?
I was not late today. The plan was...
Actually, you were.
No, the plan was 6:30. He said, I'm going to be 15 minutes late. I said, oh, I can take my time then. I got an extra 15 minutes. I pulled in at 6:43. I'm early based on the new time that was
given me. I just
want to
know what kind of world-saving work you were doing in that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Did you extend that dump another 15 minutes?
I'm saying whether Stubb was late or not would not have changed your arrival time.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely would have. I was cleaning
you
some
were
things
right
off.
Out.
Oh, yeah. You were just like, oh, I can't be late again. I'll drop it and run out the door.
I was absolutely prepared.
We need to set the stage here, though, because we're missing a member of the Four Fat Guys right now.
I'm Ryan.
Stubb.
Roach.
Josh.
Carter. Josh sucks.
Carter's here.
Carter's here.
I
got a plan, though.
What's the plan?
I'm just going to be the biggest a-hole I can for the whole show.
So, he's tool enough for the two of them.
And then you guys won't even realize he's gone.
So listen, I said, so grumpy old man had knee surgery. Knee surgery on Friday. You know what's funny about it? Let's get funny, too. Because Friday is the surgery. I didn't see him. Saturday, I come over, see how he's doing. And he's like, this was nothing. I feel great. Really, everything's good. I mean, it hurts a little bit, but I'm right on that medication. Everything's good.
Yeah, well, you're still on the medication. Yeah.
And then Sunday came. And I hear...
Oh, I was over Saturday night, and he
Saturday was, night it started.
Wasn't it Saturday night?
Yeah, he was good Saturday afternoon, and then it was like over the course of an hour, it crashed.
Saturday night, you could see him like grimacing and kind of moving around in the chair to get a more comfortable position. And
why didn't you tell me so I could come over and see it?
Meanwhile, the two toddlers are throwing toys all over the place and screaming for his attention.
And it's 9 o'clock at night. Both of them are just crazy overtired.
Yeah.
So how's your night's relaxation?
So anyway, Sunday, which was when we were supposed to do the podcast, he texted us, which is weird that he would text us to tell us he can't do the podcast.
Yeah, like, so he realized that, again, he didn't have a teleporter to get him to this chair.
You know what the other thing was? He didn't wait till, like, 10:15 to tell us.
Right. Like, it was...
not that somebody else here would do something like that, but, yeah, it was Saturday.
Saturday night.
Maybe, I don't know, Saturday night or... No, I think it was Saturday night.
Saturday night.
He said, I don't think I can do this. So we held off till today is Monday, and he's still completely out.
Yeah, I was afraid of this.
It's
got to hurt.
Right now, this could be the most enjoyable podcast I've ever done with this group.
I feel a little giddy. No one's trying to touch me. I haven't got yelled at yet.
Well, and we did say that we weren't going to do it, and then we would just have to record a bunch in advance to be ready for this. And he said, no, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Well, and to also put this in perspective, they live in like this old house, and there's like 15 steps to get up to the second floor. And he's like, yeah, I'll be able to do that. No worries. And we're all like, I don't think you're going to.
That Saturday morning when I was visiting, I'm sure he was thinking, yeah, I can just hop right up there, no problem.
You know what the best thing would have been? I just wish they didn't have a bathroom upstairs. If he had gotten up the stairs and then realized he couldn't get back down.
He'd be up here right now.
Yeah, well, then we'd have a bucket of crap that we'd have to be dealing with, too. So
He might be wishing he was up here, actually, though. Then there's anybody comes over, it's like, oh, no, he's upstairs.
He is kind of trapped right now. And for the guy who hates people and is totally aloof, if anybody shows up, he's forced to deal with them.
So listen, I think that's an invitation. Any of our local listeners out there, stop over and see Grumpy Old Man.
Absolutely.
It's like going to see an animal in the zoo.
That one lioness that just ate her husband.
He's definitely going to growl at you, but don't worry, he can't get to you.
He can't, yeah. You can really mess with him. He's not getting up and coming after you. I told him I'd call him and get him on here, but how disastrous will that be?
It's going to sound like hot garbage.
Shouldn't we at least have him check in over?
I mean, listen, it can't sound worse than the show has.
The few listeners that we have might want to make sure that he's still alive, so we put him on
speaker. That we didn't bury him in the yard?
No, we wouldn't bury him. We just put him out there.
What's the chance that he doesn't answer the phone? Oh, there he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Grumpy Old Man.
Get close to the mic.
All right, go ahead.
This is like the dumbest thing you guys ever did. And that's saying something.
Hey, well, we've been just talking a whole bunch of shit about you. So, you know, it's been really good. Roach has got the biggest smile I've ever seen on him.
Yeah. He's too stupid to know he's got a big smile on his face.
I've never seen him so happy in my life.
I got to tell Carter to start touching him just so he feels at home. So Carter's up here. He's on the mic, but he's not saying much.
No, actually, he's being a pretty good fill-in. He hasn't said much, and he's on his phone a lot.
He's here. But so how's the knee feeling? We were joking about how on Saturday, early Saturday, you were feeling pretty good about yourself, and then
that changed.
It all came crashing down.
I don't feel great either.
Yeah, well, I said I've invited all our listeners to come visit you because I figured you would like to have some company.
It won't take long to get through them.
I also said I wish I would have been here Saturday night just to see you grimacing and pain.
Yeah, I was hurting Saturday night.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard. Roach doesn't think that's very nice of me, but I felt it was appropriate.
Yeah, well, Roach is an idiot.
All right, well, we'll let you go, but I wanted our few listeners to know that you were still alive.
Well, tell the three listeners I'll be back next week.
You think so, right now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right, see ya.
See ya.
All right, well, there we go. So he is alive.
Let's put bets. Let's start a pool. Does he make it next week?
Oh, I think he'll make it next week.
I'm saying no.
Sunday will be 8-9 days?
Yeah, they said yesterday was the worst day for Payne.
I get that, but he's got to come up the stairs.
And they're not the easiest stairs.
No.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
Oh, yeah. This show is just pathetic because Roach can barely walk. Hey, Jeff can't walk.
I am moving like a young 65-year-old now. I am motoring around.
I don't know. My father and my father-in-law are both late 60s, 70s, and I'm going to get in trouble because I'm not sure how old my father-in-law is. But anyways, they're moving much better than you are.
Glad you circled back to draw attention to that.
Sorry. Well, she'll notice it. In fact, she made me mention this time, because I guess I mentioned on the last podcast that I had to go to some art show.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't gone yet, right?
No, it was after the podcast.
Okay, so I
did
go.
Before the Bills game you had to get home for.
Yes, which I shouldn't have bothered getting home for the Bills game either.
No.
But I will say this, the highlight of my day was going to the art show. It actually was kind of cool. For me, it was my old high school, which is no longer the high school, so it was kind of neat just to walk through there and see the old high school. But the art show wasn't bad either. So
I think we might have just set a podcasting record.
What's that?
We've been going for 13 minutes and we haven't said a damn thing. It's just unbelievable.
Can we also take bets on how many threats he got from his wife to have to say, "I love the art show"?
Hey,
he did. He put that script back in his pocket.
Over under 10 threats.
I didn't say I loved it. I just said it was decent.
Can I say how good. Is it still too hot in here? Oh my God, I'm in shorts.
Who's filling the furnace?
No one. He's running on oil.
Yeah, he's.
Oh, they're doing oil. Okay.
All right, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Now that we're a quarter of the way through the show. Would humans have survived if all other species were 10 times bigger?
That question's stupid.
Dumb question.
I feel like we've asked this one before.
10 times smarter?
10 times larger.
Larger.
Oh, larger.
Oh, but that's a good question, too. I think we should come back to Roach. Let's put that one on the table for
I'll do both of them. Roach's question, smarter? No, we wouldn't be here any longer.
10 times smarter than themselves?
Yeah.
That's still pretty dumb. I mean, they're animals. Take the smartest one. They're not a tenth as smart as a person.
Apes?
Yeah, they're not a tenth as smart as a person.
Apes and dolphins.
Apes and dolphins. Bingo.
Well, we're fine with the dolphins.
Apes, yeah, I'm not worried about the dolphins.
It would be Planet of the Apes. And look at, they won.
Yeah, that's a movie.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say we'd win. We got them outnumbered this point.
Well, I'm saying no. We lose that fight, but if they're just bigger than us, we can beat that.
10 times bigger.
Yeah, I'm still going. We can beat it.
Every animal. Like, that's a big mosquito.
Yeah, that's huge.
Could you imagine the rats?
Oh, oof. I think it's the size of a Labrador.
I think we would just evolve, though. You know what I mean? Like, we would be... Well, there wouldn't be any of these save the animal stuff because you'd be, we'd have planes to kill everything. I mean, a rat's the size of a freaking dog.
We'd be eating them.
Ugh, I'm not eating a dog. Or a rat. Either.
You.
Well, think about it. Why would you have to? The cows are 10 times bigger.
Roach immediately says, what is this going to do to hamburgers?
Look at the cost of meat is going way down. Chickens, huge. Look at them wings.
I'm saying we'd still be eating rats.
No, no way.
I think so.
Not me. I'd be tasty wings.
How do you know a rat wouldn't be tasty? 10 times bigger.
Wouldn't you love to see Roach eat a 10 times bigger chicken wing?
You'd have to fry just one in the fryer.
Would it be like a pterodactyl wing or something?
Oh, it'd be huge.
It'd be huge. It'd be awesome.
How would we divvy that up at dinosaurs?
I get the wing. You guys don't get anything.
You don't get the wing.
If they were 10 times bigger, it'd be like you order one. That's how you order.
It'd be the Roach's one.
All right.
You wouldn't get any wings.
I got that one. I got that one right. So onward.
Yeah, that was a dumb question.
Dumb question.
The smarter, I think, is closer. But I still think we would. Are you saying an ape is more than 10% smarter than us?
I don't know. You'd have to get all technical on stuff.
Yeah, we don't do that.
We don't
share
do that.
99% of our DNA.
Yeah, we share 99, but that doesn't mean
and 10 times smarter. Apes are already.
I think they're already smarter than us.
They're entering the Stone Age right now.
Apes are?
Yes.
So 10 times smarter than. Okay.
Okay, Ryan is 99.9% our DNA, and he's not very smart.
Fact.
I think we would be truth. Fighting with them, like, and, did I just call my daughter? Oh, I did. Oops.
Seriously, we're
good
trying
podcasting.
To. Well, I hit it by mistake, poor girl.
This isn't Make Calls guest hour.
Maybe she'll
I
call
like
me
the
back.
Idea, instead of listener call in, it's host call out. Please, somebody talk to us.
Somebody.
Fill the dead air of this stupid, no, stupid
we don't
show.
Have any call-ins.
Maybe we should do like some sort of telethon and just start calling people.
That's not what telethons are.
Telethons are definitely not calling people.
We had to reverse it, and we got to call people.
Did we start our fund
and start
page?
Asking
now,
for people
you know what?
To sponsor us. Listen to us.
See,
period.
What we used to do in high school is we would take two cell phones, and at like 11 o'clock at night, we would call two different people on two different cell phones, and then when they picked up, we'd make them talk to one another. I think that could be entertaining. Because then they're both like, why the hell did you call me at 11 o'clock? And the other person's like, I didn't. You called me.
No.
It was just great.
Here we go. It's probably...
That was in the old days when you didn't have caller ID or what?
It's star 67.
Oh, yeah. It comes up as an unknown number.
Okay. I don't know all this.
Here's
these tricks.
Here's
crazy cats.
Yeah, these millennials.
Yeah.
Here's the plan. I think it's highly illegal, but nobody listens to us anyway, so nobody will find out.
If you're a police officer, this is all a joke.
So we get a robo-dialer, and we just start calling random people and say, hey, you want to be on a podcast? See what happens.
See, the problem is the only people that answer those calls are like 104 years old, and they're not going to know what a podcast is.
Comedy gold right there.
I realized halfway through that everything I was saying was actually a reason that's a good idea.
You gotta get them to donate to our podcast. Who cares if they listen?
We could get them to donate.
So now we're running a scam.
No, it's not a scam. You say if you'd like to donate $100, press 1.
Yeah,
if you'd like to donate $200, press 2. Because old people can't hear those low frequencies.
We can upgrade the studio.
I think we could start with Grandma and Grandpa across the street.
I still think we need an air conditioner for
somebody
this
try it right now.
I think if we said, hey, Grandma and Grandpa, our podcast is dying. We need some money to boost some advertising, maybe get some T-shirts or something like that. They would just flat out say, no, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
All right, Grandma, there's a Nigerian prince who's promised to give me $100,000.
The best thing we could get from Grandma might be a box of Gushers. Other than that, we're getting nothing. No money. She thinks this is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
Did I tell you what my son calls Gushers?
What's that?
He can't say G's. Yeah. So he calls G's D's. So he calls gushers douchers. Constantly do that. We're in the store and he's yelling about douchers.
Douchers.
I'm like, please stop.
That's classic.
That's a good one.
All right, I got another question.
All right.
I just got to find it. Here it is. Would you rather be able to copy and paste in real life or undo?
Undo.
So you can undo anything that just happened, or you can copy paste stuff.
Oh, I don't know. That's
give me the benefits of copy paste.
I could copy and paste my $100 bill and make hundreds of $100 bills.
Roach.
That's the roachiest answer.
That's still counterfeit.
What? No. Copy and paste. What is going on here?
The same serial number.
Wait, he's just getting calls left and right. He's calling.
No, the first time I called Shelby by mistake. This one is UB looking for money from me.
Just ask him who their robocaller.
We'll get in trouble.
Open him up.
I just want to know who their robocall call.
That could be us for the podcast.
Come on. Open it.
No, it's done.
Oh, man.
This call.
What was the question? I can't remember it all.
So copy and paste or undo function in real life?
Copy and paste would still be counterfeit.
Yeah, but if it's identical.
All right.
Yeah, but it has the same serial number, hence counterfeit.
No, you don't understand. You only have to buy one of everything. You buy one Mountain Dew, copy paste, now you've got 100 Mountain Dews. You buy one.
100, I'm not stopping there.
Yeah, it's not counterfeit either. You're copy and pasting, you get a dollar, you copy paste it. It's not like real copy paste.
It would have the same serial number.
How about this?
Who's knowing that?
Oh, just the government.
You're gonna walk in and you're gonna walk into a bank when you're the ninja guy money.
You gotta get like a gold bar and copy and paste.
Here's a roach idea.
Okay.
You rob a bank and every time you mess up you just do undo until you figure out how to do it correctly.
You could do lots of robberies. And the minute you get...
Yeah. Why does it always turn into a criminal enterprise?
Well, you could do anything you want, and the minute you get caught, you just go, undo.
Yeah, because you don't get to keep the money, but you just keep trying until you get it right.
Right.
But if you get it right, and you spend half of it, and then somebody catches you, you just undo that.
You could literally live a flawless life.
It'd be easier to just go buy one gold bar and make a... trillion
How
gold
am I
bars.
Getting a gold bar? I don't have the money
get
for a gold
You don't
bar.
Have to get a whole gold bar.
Or you get a gold...
You can scrape together $5,000 and...
A gold nugget.
How are you explaining to the IRS how you got all this money?
I had a rich relative that died.
See, here's my thing.
Switzerland.
I really think I could...
$100 bills.
I don't think I would live that much crazier than I do right now. I would just be able to like be comfortable. And if I wanted to go on a trip, I'd go on a trip.
No, but if you keep your expenses low, you would get caught.
Right, you're not going to get any red flags.
You're just not going
There's
to
There's at least five things I do every day where I wish I could undo.
I think I'm going with the undo, too.
I don't ever make mistakes, so I don't think I'd be using that.
Could you imagine, though, you go to a restaurant, you take a bite out of a meal, and you go, this is the greatest thing ever. Copy and paste.
Wait, how?
No, how about you go into a restaurant... You order a meal and you're like, oh, crap, I should have ordered the whatever. Now you just undo.
We need to establish how far back you can do undos.
I think you can undo anything.
You can't undo anything.
Can we undo this conversation?
Why can't you undo anything?
I don't... Are we just saying any action you've ever done you can undo?
Uh-oh, Carter, you might not be born.
And all the pictures of Carter disappear. He's fading from the photographs.
Your dad might go to the Wayback Machine. And he's like, I can start this all over again.
For the Carter file, undo, undo, undo.
There could be some major butterfly effects going on.
How about...
Hey, wait.
How about you ever like see somebody and they just beef it really hard in the middle, like they trip over a curb or something? Well, I'd undo that all day long. I'd just sit there and watch them fall over and over again.
Sometimes
you could
that's
undo
fun.
Like murders and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not helping people.
You can only undo what's
your
in the
own
immediate
actions.
Well, and you could kill someone and then unkill them.
That might be good.
Right now, Roach.
Yeah, you can get all your rage out.
I'd kill Roach and then I go,
you can get all your rage out with no repercussions.
Every time he takes that last wing, it's just a brutal murder at Dinosaur Bar.
Every time he goes to pick it up, I would just click undo. No.
Hey, starting over. Josh?
Yeah.
Have we found someone more devious than Roach to join our podcast?
I mean,
all I've heard is robberies and murder over here.
Ooh, with Carter?
Yeah.
I know. It's, you know what it is?
I said
he plays video games and watches lots of movies. That's what it is.
If you're not working an angle to get rich on these questions, I don't know what you're doing.
These are my
I think there's an undo angle to get rich.
Yeah, I think you could get rich either. I just think the copy and paste is easier.
Listen, this is what you got to think of.
If you actually copied and paste something several times, it's very tedious.
Go back to your life. Go back to your life and think. Is there a girl like in high school or something that you met and maybe had a chance
with? Are we talking about camping again?
Maybe had a chance with, and she ended up making tons of money. She's really wealthy now.
Yeah, that's not my life.
Yeah, me neither. I've been thinking hard. I'm thinking hard because then I'm thinking, all right, I undo the whole first whatever half of my life. Go back.
The nice thing about the undo is you could live your whole life over again. You could go back a long ways.
Undo your birth?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
You know what? You can undo when you're like on your deathbed. You just go, yeah, I'm undoing everything. Start over again.
And see, that would be kind of cool too, because then you could, as long as you didn't die.
Right. Because
if you're dead, you can't hit the undo button.
Yeah, that's.
But as long as you don't die,
I'd have it like taped to my finger or something. The undo button would be right there, Sean.
Oh, wait! I got the best answer of all that we're missing here. We copy and paste ourselves, and then we have a dummy that we send to do everything we don't want to do.
Ooh, are we creating dystopian universes?
You
right
can.
Now?
I do kind of like having
a
burner, Josh, that I could use to send into situations.
Or
my burner stub would have been at the art show the other day.
If anyone wants.
No, it was a great experience.
Yes, honey, I love art.
I
love these paintings.
I will say, the art show was cool. It really was cool.
I could have an army of me.
Anyone wants to use these ideas,
I'm taking over
to,
Canada.
Credit them at 4fatguys.com.
Yeah, right.
Future screenplays.
Nobody's listening to us.
We're
so
about the point.
About
let's go file some documents, and then we'll come back from a break.
Pick one up on my way home tomorrow.
Okay.
And then you just pay me when you get your money.
To catch everybody out.
Are we on?
Carter's trying to figure out where to get a Blu-ray player. Stubb tells him, oh, come on, they're just $10. Get one for yourself. Then very quickly realizes, oh, a $10 birthday gift. Okay.
No, I told him he's paying me back for it.
No, Carter, this is the $200 model.
That third zero fell off.
Hey, where's
there's only two zeros on there.
Where's our listener Sue been lately? She hasn't given me like tons of questions to ask. Did anybody get any questions? We're done.
No,
I'm done with this podcast.
How did our poll go?
What poll? Did we run a poll?
You didn't run a poll. You are a mess. We had the best poll we've ever done in this podcast history, and then there's nothing.
Yeah, and then we got real depressed because we looked at our numbers, and then we looked in the mirror, and everything just kept getting worse.
Our numbers are bouncing back. Stitcher, we're on fire with right now.
Well, you know, 10 new listeners on Stitcher is, 1,000% more than what we had. So, yeah, we climbed quick.
Hey, Stitcher's doing well with us, so.
Yeah, why would we down on Stitcher? Yeah. They're the first ones that even mention us.
Yeah.
Have us on something.
Stitcher, yeah. I hardly know her.
Wow, that's my son.
Carter, I'll save you here. I'll ask a dumber question.
Inappropriate.
Would a giraffe wear a tie at the top of its neck or at the bottom?
Ooh.
No, I'd have to go the whole distance.
No, it's no definitely way. The bottom.
Are we talking it up here, but it's going to hang all so the way
want,
to the bottom?
You want it up around its head.
Yeah, I don't want a bow tie.
But then you want it like an 8-foot long tie.
Yeah, I don't want a bow tie on this thing.
I definitely envision bow tie on the giraffe.
Definitely it would be at the bottom. The bottom. It's,
yeah, bow tie at the bottom.
People with long pants don't put their tie at the top.
Normal tie at the bottom.
I don't even know what you're talking about, bottom top.
Like, so you know, neck? You know the neck.
Yeah.
Okay. You know the top of the neck, and then you know the bottom of the neck.
Just so you're saying right there. You
yeah. Know. That's where you would have the tie.
No. Hold on. You don't just tie him. Hey, listeners. Stub has a picture of a giraffe, and is pointing and saying, "Is this the neck? Is
that's
this
not
the top
the neck down there?
What is that then?
Oh,
upper
the
torso.
The neck's up there."
I just started searching for giraffe wearing and tie is the first thing that comes up.
Well, what's it look
it's
like?
It's a question that's dividing America.
I don't know. They have a...
Hey, if you want something more enjoyable than our show, just go Google giraffe.
That's not
wearing
right.
Ties.
That's not how you should be wearing it.
They it's, go. The one on the, it's the one on the right. 100%, you're telling me the one on the left looks right to you?
Oh yeah, that one on the right looks like he's got a
okay. Just so
a
the listeners
leash
aware,
on him or something.
The picture on the left has a tie. It's a
yeah.
It's,
you got
the tie. Why are we acting like top and bottom are hard concepts to wrap our minds around? Okay, the top. That's going to be if you. Okay, everybody, get a piece of paper and a pencil.
All right, so there's two pictures of a giraffe on the left hand side.
Why are we still doing this?
Because they're sitting here yelling, "Oh, it's the one on the left! It's the one on the left!"
I'm going with the one on the left, actually.
Explain so left, the left is all the way up by the head.
Yeah,
meat.
That's wrong. That's where the neck begins. You and don't tie your right, tie at the bottom
you tie
of
it. Right here on your shirt.
It rests closer to your shoulders and your collarbone.
So if you have a long neck, you should take it out of your shirt and put it up here. Because that other way would look stupid.
It can't be way down there.
I don't know. Giraffes do look pretty classy with a bow tie at the top and a monocle and a top hat.
That does look
I will
nice.
Say bow tie at the top, neck
bow
tie at the bottom.
Bow tie, that's a different question.
Why don't they put the bow tie down
bow
at the bottom?
Bow tie's a different question.
No, it wasn't a different question. Yeah, it's still a tie.
But it's still at the bottom.
I've got an idea for a question.
Oh, all right. He was done with the giraffe question.
Yeah, I'm done.
He's like, I've had it with this giraffe.
Over the summer, me and my friends started doing, we would pick...
Vaping.
Yes. Doing drugs.
Typical kids, yeah. Typical teenagers.
All right, that's enough. No, that was my idea for the show, is that we all do drugs and see
wow. All right, go ahead. Talk to us.
We're
CPS is going to come to my house now. Take
not
my son
listening.
Away.
Don't worry about it.
I've always said I wanted this show to be evidence in a court case. So.
Go ahead.
We would pick like children's cartoon characters and then ask who would win in the fight.
We did this.
You did?
Yeah, we did this.
Yeah, we did
this.
This
is an episode.
You know what? Maybe if you'd listen to us, you would know.
Our ratings
would
be higher. Any specific characters.
Yeah, there was characters.
We talked about all kinds of characters.
Oh, wow, that's really...
I don't think we did.
Specific.
No, I remember Mighty Mouse.
We did, we had...
We definitely did.
I do remember something about Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, there was Mighty Mouse.
No, you did like Godzilla versus King Kong. No, you didn't
That was 100 episodes ago.
No, you never did.
You know what? No wonder our listenership is down, because people aren't listening anymore.
That is what that number measures.
Look at Ryan. What are you doing?
I'm just looking at pictures. Sorry.
Jesus.
Pictures of giraffes wearing ties.
We suck.
Can you know what this is? You know what our show is? Our show is if you went to go see a play and even the actors didn't care. They were up there and they're like,
This show sucks.
One guy's just on his phone in the corner. He's like, I'm looking at the news. Just leave me alone.
There is an episode.
I'm checking Twitter.
There is an episode of Nathan For You where...
Never heard of it before.
It's a great show.
Are they sponsoring us or what?
No. It's related to the play idea that Josh had. Which is...
Is this show on television?
There is a law that says you're allowed to smoke in public mm-hmm. if it's part of a theatrical play. So a restaurant owner complained that her like sales were down because you couldn't smoke in the restaurant anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he set up like curtains and a few chairs and invited art critics to come. And he just had people eat and said it was a theatrical play.
And he got away with
it? And he called it smoking eating, and it was praised and howled as a great
This is crazy. Play. Is this this dumb show you showed me before?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So,
right. I got a question?
I got a question for you. If supervillains existed and superheroes didn't, would humans be able to defeat them?
Oh, no way.
If
I'm saying there's 10 supervillains.
All right, so what is this now?
10 supervillains exist, but there are no superheroes.
What supervillains?
I don't
You don't have a list?
Discuss.
Like Lex Luger or...
Lex Luger?
Luther? So what's the Luther? Question?
All right, so if 10 supervillains existed on Earth, but there are no superheroes, would humans be able to defeat them?
No way.
How could we?
Yes, it happened at WrestleMania 3 when Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant.
I've never been angry.
I'm telling you right now... Me and my 9 friends, we run in things.
We need specifics.
There's
on the
no
super
way.
Villains.
I'm saying no way.
There's no way
okay,
you would defeat them.
If we pick like the Joker and Lex Luthor are very different from like
there's all
Loki
kinds.
Or like Thanos.
Well, you can't pick 10 that are like Lex Luthor. You're not picking 10 that are like the Joker though.
Yeah. No, I'm saying we have to specify which.
There's all it takes is one of them to have
the
superpowers, and we're done.
Is that Magneto? He's running things. If he's
all it takes is one, and we're done.
But I'm saying if we've got 7 billion people on this planet, you don't think we could take out 10 supervillains?
No, I don't. Absolutely not.
I think maybe
humanity. I believe in
maybe
you.
Danny DeVito's Penguin. But
you just take the X-Men super villains, and they're running.
The heck was that?
I'm telling you, me and my 9 friends are running things. You better get used to it.
No
I
chance.
I got North America.
No chance.
Do we have any good questions?
We're done.
The whole point of
how do you feel about George Clooney's Batman with nipples?
We need to start talking about
that. Is one of the worst movies ever.
Anybody got any good
poop here's
stories?
One. Here's a good one.
Any good poop stories out there?
Would you rather always speak just a little too softly? Or always speak just a little too loudly.
Softly.
This question sucks.
Yeah. What do you got that's not sucky?
The
answer is clearly loudly because who cares about anybody else?
Oh, here's another superhero.
I go
question.
Softly.
I go softly too. People don't like people that yell.
No, people hate
I don't
loud
like
people.
People.
Yeah.
Soft people.
Speak for yourselves.
Who do we not like the most in this room?
Ryan.
Well, normally it's Jeff. Why
well,
is that?
Jeff, yeah.
He's louder than everyone.
Yeah, yes. And then
softly,
Ryan.
Softly, people are like,
then
ooh,
Ryan.
He's mysterious.
Shut up, you idiots.
Could be sexy, too.
Mm-hmm. No one is making mistaken any of us for sexy.
That's not happening. That's
hey,
a
they,
truth.
They can't see us if we are like, hey.
Wait, in what world? In what stubbed. World can they hear you speaking quietly?
I'm stubbed.
If by any chance you listen to this episode, all 2 of you, could you please send us fan mail, Facebook, Twitter, email,
money,
whatever. Just let us know if. In any planet, at any volume, if you think Stubb's voice is sexy.
Hello. Hello, all you female listeners out there.
I just puked everywhere.
Oh, God. We got a good question.
Here's a superhero question.
Are we turning
question.
This into an ASMR podcast?
I can't. We can't. We won't. We never can.
I'm not even sure what that is, Roach. Do you know?
Again,
is that the
one
where they eat?
It's like where people whisper on YouTube.
Oh,
like,
but then don't they do
they, like,
something?
Brush the microphone
yeah.
with like a
I didn't know
brush.
Carter knew another language.
Do they get lots of listeners?
Yeah,
some
actually,
of them do. Yeah.
Okay,
pretty huge.
Here we go.
If you're good at it, yeah.
Welcome to Stubbs Whisper Corner.
I've always wanted there to be an ASMR.
Okay.
They're usually like 9 hours long.
Carter, you're speaking too loud. I'm trying to.
I want one where
if anybody wants to
please
produce a podcast.
I'm about to make a noise here. Ready? Here we go.
About 8 people just crashed their cars.
Hey, 8 new people started listening right there.
They were. They're not anymore.
I want around the 4th hour of an ASMR podcast just for the guy to shout at the top of his lungs and destroy anyone who's made it that far.
I don't even know what that all means, but I'm...
I don't
I
know
gotcha.
What he's saying. He's speaking another language.
All right, here's a question for you.
Here we go.
All right.
Is this the last one? Are we almost done with this garbage?
Well, it depends on what we talk about.
We don't have the grumpy old man.
The thing
here
is, the more you discuss, the less questions we have to burn through.
Okay.
Why do we always act like we
couldn't? That's why you got to let the conversation go.
Why do we always act like we wouldn't rather be anywhere else?
Because we'd rather be anywhere else.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine with being here until the football game starts.
All right, here's a question.
Is Pittsburgh
for you
playing tonight?
No.
Oh. Just who cares, then?
It's football
who
game.
Who cares?
I enjoy football.
Did you see Amari Cooper got traded for a first round draft
pick?
He did?
Sorry, first Nicole. Round draft pick.
Sorry, Nicole.
Yeah.
How could we not trade?
To the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow, they were desperate.
Yeah. Why didn't we send Benjamin? Guy. We got Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
I think that's good for us.
Why didn't we send Benjamin?
Because no one's that dumb.
All right, let's get off football. Last question.
All right, is this the last one?
I don't know. How much?
This will be the second to last.
We'll see.
Would you rather be in your right mind and look like the Hulk, but not have super strength, or completely be the Hulk mentally and physically and never revert to normal?
Ooh. First one. If you look like the Hulk, most people wouldn't mess with you because they'd just be like, ooh, look at that.
Well, you'd still have to have above average strength because you can't. How could you be that big?
Exactly the same strength.
So I'm going to be
that. You're Hulk sized and you get winded carrying a couple gallons of milk back from the car.
Man, so I'm going to be that big.
Yeah, but nobody knows that. Everybody's going to look at you and be like, wow.
You can still intimidate people.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Can I change back for like midnight for an hour?
No. No change in back.
When there's a full moon?
No.
Something.
You want to be an unwerewolf?
If I had a choice, yeah.
How dumb was the Hulk?
He's not that dumb.
He's not dumb. He's just full of rage.
Right, but he was kind of dumb too, wasn't he? Yeah, like I think you're thinking
Frankenstein.
Look at him lumping all green people together.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz.
Who are we to talk? We have the collective intelligence
I feel about the Hulk the same way I feel about John. He's not as dumb as you think.
Well, listen, if you guys are saying the Hulk's smart, then duh, you're going to be the Hulk. Who cares? I'm green. I don't give a crap.
Wait, are we talking Lou Ferrigno Hulk or are we talking Marvel movie Hulk? Marvel movie Hulk is like skyscrapers. Lou Ferrigno is like the biggest guy you've ever seen. In real life.
I think it'd be better to be more like Lou Ferrigno Hulk.
Yeah, but
he was still green.
I don't think I could steal much money because people would know who I was.
I think they're going to know who you were either way. If I turned back into
Banner, then I would be
Either way, you look like the Hulk.
What if I get...
Yeah, but if you are the Hulk, you could make money just go around the country
and saying, I'm
the Hulk. Yeah. People pay for that.
So now you're the elephant man.
I'd rather steal it.
Yeah, whatever.
Being toted around as a freak.
Yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins.
Did you make money doing it? Bingo. I'm in.
If I get a kiss from a handsome prince, do I turn back?
No.
Handsome princess, you never turn back. You idiot.
I said it right the first time.
Hey, it's, you know...
No, I don't think he did.
I think he did.
Maybe for him.
The new generation, you know.
If I find my one true love.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but I'm just saying. I think you misspoke there.
I got a wife, you know, try something different.
Well, there you go.
It's been a roller coaster ride of an episode. I'm trying to find one more really dumb one that we can do quickly.
Wow.
Really dumb one, other than the Hulk.
Yeah. Here we go.
You guys hear about the world's tallest man right now, currently?
I've heard rumblings about it. What's the deal with that?
He has a tumor in his brain that's on top of his pituitary gland, so he's constantly growing. So they're trying to stop him from
You got to dumb it down. I don't know what any of this means.
The pituitary gland releases growth hormone.
Oh, okay. So,
growing means bigger.
So basically, he's like 8 feet something, and he's big only going to get bigger.
Getting bigger.
So what is this, inoperable? Is this why?
They're trying to figure it out, but it's never happened before. So.
Oh, so this is a new...
And it's hard, obviously hard to remove, since it's a tumor in his brain.
I wish I had that for like just a day, and then they could get rid of it. So I could have... Growing a couple more inches.
You just want 24 hours?
Yeah, just like a couple inches, you know, then I'd be set.
right, I've got a question here that I skipped over a few times because I was worried about Jeff saying that it was too dumb. So I figure let's take advantage of shot. It now. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or a head the size of a watermelon?
Ooh.
Discuss.
No
watermelon head, I could get more food in.
You know what?
I don't. Your head's bigger.
Yeah, the mouth would be bigger too, right? Everything would be bigger.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like a tennis ball, what, your mouth's the same size,
and your stomach's the same size, though. It's not like you can.
I will add on.
There's only one way to end this episode. We got to call him back and get his answer.
I think
yes. Call him and just. Setup. Just give him the question.
I think the tennis ball head would be better on your body. You know, that'd be bad for your neck to have a big watermelon head.
You can ask the question when he gets on. Hold on.
Oh.
Hey, all right, we're almost done with the episode. We have one final question for you.
Yeah.
Get this thing. Yeah, there you go. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or a head the size of a watermelon?
You seriously are bugging me for that?
That's what we figured you'd say.
I've been skipping this one because you'd say it was too dumb.
Oh, good choice. It was dumb. See ya.
We miss you.
I'm going tennis ball. Because that'd be better for your neck. Your neck's all screwed up. I put a watermelon
Roach
on there.
Roach changes his mind so quickly, I get whiplash.
Well, I think about it. I'm coming with a tennis ball. Be better for your body.
I don't know about
take
that.
Take you longer though. To eat.
Hey. Wouldn't you look worse? Wouldn't it be more of a spectacle if your head looked like... Your head's not that much smaller than watermelon as it is.
If I choose watermelon...
I don't know what watermelon you see, but yes, it is.
If I choose watermelon, can I be the star in a Gallagher show?
I would love to smash it. I would love to be the first one to take a whack at it, let me tell you.
Are we done here?
We're done.
All right, see ya.
Great episode.
Jeff sucks.
I need to click the undo button on this episode.
Hall of Fame. Copy paste. Hey, everybody. This is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.